Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
But I do want to speak to our next guest, who is Avi Kay. He's host of Avi on Business. And we wanted to get his feeling today. Avi has unfortunately had a very, very felt the impact of terror more closely than almost than most people. Avi, how does it feel this morning when you are watching this, seeing these families reunited, knowing that there are families that the best they can hope for is closure? What does it mean to you, all of this?
Good morning. So first of all, to wish you and the listeners Chag Sameach. First of all, for the Jewish day today of Hoshana Rabbah, and second of all, for the release of our hostages. In short, I just feel that today, everything that I'm going through, my family is going through, all the intellectual thoughts and concerns that one can have need to be put aside, and we need to celebrate with the nation today, with the supporters of Jews around the world, that we are getting our hostages back today. How, why, who did it? I don't know. We know that the Prime Minister and the President are right now on the tarmac waiting for Donald Trump, the President of the United States, to arrive. And we just need to celebrate together with everybody in our country and around the world that tonight families will be reunited. We know there are families that will not be yet. We don't know when they will be close to South Africans' hearts. We don't know when Daniel's going to be coming home. But those things we need to put aside for the moment. And just celebrate what we've got right now. The streets outside are quiet. Friends of mine went to Nova this morning at 4 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning, to daven with the chief rabbi, to pray with the chief rabbi on this Jewish holiday, on the celebration of the release of our hostages. And we're not being naive and we're not being ostriches with our heads in the sand. I think just the contrary. We're standing proud and we're standing tall that today our soldiers are pulled out of Gaza. Please God, we won't have any more fatalities or injuries. And families will be reunited today. And that's what we're celebrating at the moment.
In terms of the health of the seven, do we know anything? What are you hearing with regard to how they are doing?
So we know the health of the one is described as normal by the doctor that checked him. We don't know yet. But we do know that their hospital wings are ready, their beds are ready, the gifts are ready, their homes are ready. Everybody's just anticipating them coming home. And Howard, I think the most important thing is they won't go through this denigrating, pathetic show of that Hamas put on before. They'll come straight back from the Red Cross to the IDF. And they will be taken, you know, in a modest way through to the hospital where they'll be checked and they'll be, given all the care they need and then released back to their families. So far we've heard that everything is good.
Avi, final question. Personally, somebody who's lived through some of this horror, who is living in Israeli society and often chatting to us from there, what does today mean to you?
Today means to me that I have to remind myself that when we suffered, the nation suffered with us, and they carried us through the pain into the other processes that came through it. Today, we need to celebrate as a family with those who are celebrating the release of their loved ones. The fact that we have reservations and concerns, those are normal, and those will be worked through in time. Right now is just the time for celebration, to open our hearts and to thank God and to thank people who have done everything they can to bring our hostages home, that tonight they will sleep on our holy soil, they will be safe, they will be looked after, and their families can breathe a sigh of relief, at the same time knowing there are other families who are trying to celebrate but cannot do that fully until their loved ones come home. But right now, we celebrate and we share the joy with the nation and our supporters around the world.
Avike, thank you. As always, it is almost 9 o'clock, time for us to love and to leave you. We'll keep a very close eye on what is happening and we'll continue to bring you the latest news.